CalPENN's nonpartisan election show pushes left-wing propaganda. By BenQ on September 23, 2020. The actor and former Obama White House staff member, CalPENN, debuted his new election talk show on Disney's Freeform this week. Despite its claim to be nonpartisan, the show mainly involves Penn pushing left-wing propaganda and talking points. Penn, who served as the associate director of the White House Office of Public Engagement during the Obama administration, debuted his show CalPENN Approves This Message on Tuesday as the race for the presidency continues to intensify following the passing of former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her death provides President Donald Trump with the opportunity to nominate his third candidate for the Supreme Court of his term. Tuesday's episode focused mainly on encouraging young people to vote, a demographic that typically leans Democrat. One of Penn's interviews was with the 90-year-old trade union leader Dolores Huerta, who he hailed as one of the most iconic activists in American history. Watch below. The interview involved Penn asking Huerta how she would motivate young people to vote, to which she responded, "We want to get progressive people elected." The conversation then turned to Huerta explaining why Congress should introduce a wealth tax for the top 1% of earners. Watch below via MRC. As we know right now in the United States, we have 1% of the wealthy families that have owned 50% of the wealth, Huerta explained. And if you add the 10% of the wealthy corporation, they own 90% of the wealth. Okay? So we've got to change this around. We've got to do a wealth tax. Another segment of the show involved Penn speaking to Vote 16, a political organization campaigning to lower the voting age to 16 in another move that will inevitably help Democrats get elected. Penn, known for his comedic roles in the Harold and Kumar films and his dramatic turns in House and Designated Survivor, also hopes to use humor to make the show funny and uplifting and as nonpartisan as possible. Some of the attempts at humor during Tuesday's show included a sketch of older people encouraging their fellow elders to refrain from voting. "Please help us stop people over 72 from voting," says one of the women. "We can't be trusted with this responsibility." For next week's show, Penn will even interview failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton about current issues. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.